Right, now we are live back as part of our special 35th birthday celebrations. There's lots of stuff happening throughout the year, but this is our open day. It's great to see a lovely buzz around the building. And we're also about to give away £1,000, €1,000. One of our beneficiaries this year is Donegal Cancer Flights and Services. And they do absolutely amazing work. As we've been trying to sort of iterate over the course of the last week or so, Mary Coyle joins us now, and she's actually going to make the first draw. Mary, thanks so much. I was so delighted when I heard that yours was one of the chosen charities, because you do amazing stuff. And I've also tried to make the point that not everyone knows what you do until they need to avail of the stuff that you do. So thanks so much for being so involved in this whole process with us, Mary.
It's absolutely great. And for us as well, it is great publicity. And it'll get the word out there to people that need to use the service.
Talk to me about that then. So how do people get referred to the service or find out, and what area do you cover?
We actually cover from Malinhead to Donegal Town, so it's very widespread. It really is, I suppose, we're affiliated to the Irish Cancer Society and the NCCP. And that involves really that it goes out to all the oncologists. So anybody that feels that there is somebody in Donegal that is struggling to get to appointments, they will make a referral. Otherwise, the GPs, the local public health nurses, people just come in themselves. They know about the service. And it's just that little bit of kindness. I think, you know, there's not enough kindness in this world, and it's lovely when people come in and they realise that we're actually there, and we'll book their accommodation, we'll book their transport to Galway.
These are saints, really. Are.
Well, we're not really,
just,
Greg.
No, you are, Mary. Although, since she came in, she's been trying to get me to have a drink. And do you know what? She's almost succeeded. Obviously, responsibly.
It was close.
Hey, Mary, it's not just about the flights. It's runs as well. I know it's truncated often to the Donegal Cancer Flights, but it's service as well. There's more to it than that, isn't there, Mary?
Oh, there is. It used to be just the flights, anybody in active treatment, we would work with the Irish Cancer Society. Then they would meet people off the plane in Dublin and take them to their appointments. But there were so many people coming to us looking for ground transport, and could we do this? And it was a bit of a no-no, but we began with our own cars and taking people here and then. And then we were very lucky that we applied for funding through CLAR, and we got money for a car and a bus. And that means then, you know, it's absolutely fabulous. As I said before, we have 16 volunteer drivers for the car and 6 volunteer drivers for the bus. So the bus is fairly new, and we're trying to coordinate that. And it's not so easy because there's so many consultants and they're spread out everywhere. But so it's good, you know, we cover anywhere from Galway straight to Donegal, including Sligo, Castlebar, Manor Hamilton, and then we do as far as Belfast. And we try not to take the car to Dublin, but sometimes we've had to do that because people just are not well enough to fly.
It's astonishing. And that's how some people actually, to fly is too much, the car is there. And I know that you have the three modes of transport and the flexibility, and you work with people in a complicated health system, let's put it like that, especially if you happen to live in Donegal. Amazing stuff. Sean Quinn, before we get this draw done, it is fantastic, isn't it? It's great to support. And it's so great to hear more about what Mary and her big, big team do.
Yeah, it's great that we can give that facility because as I said earlier when we were on with Lee, we're raising thousands of pounds here for three great charities, but we're also giving them that opportunity to tell people what they do and the services they provide and the effort that goes behind that and the story that's there. So it's great to have Mary here today. It's great to have the place is packed out there. It's great. The buzz is incredible.
Sorry, I'll be out at 12. Don't worry, folks.
Most of them are waiting for Lee's photograph, but there's a couple of people
nice
there saying,
"And come here." Can I just say that it's possible that the massive momentum we've had over the last week in raising money may wane off a little bit when we've 1,000 out, but we still have 8,000 euro to give away, eight chances to win. So you've heard from Mary and the voluntary work Mary and all of her team do. 16 drivers that volunteer for the bus, 16. That's 32 people for the bus and car, not to mention all the others. It takes so many people to keep a service like this going, and they're doing it through their own time. And we've heard, and you always know a service is amazing when someone's used the service, and what they do as soon as they come through the recovery, they start fundraising for that
That's
service.
Brilliant.
And that really is a testament to the impact it's had on them, and we do see that. We want to raise thousands and thousands and thousands of euro for our three charities. And you've heard from Mary there. Why wouldn't you want to support her? Go to our website, highlandradio.com, buy your tickets. Let's see what it feels like to win 1,000.
Let's give 1,000.
Shall we give away? We'll give away 1,000. Mary, what do you feel?
Oh, it's great.
Do you have booze with you?
No.
Okay, that's that sorted. I won't ask again. Let's go. Right, okay, we've got the draw drum here. Sean is breaking it because he doesn't
try
trust
to break it.
Okay.
Think deep there, Mary.
And Mary is going in. She's wiggling around the place. And oh, what's she got? She's got number over here, Sean.
0896.
You've just won 1,000 euro. Wow. We're going to try and give you a buzz to see if we can have a chat with you. Take a seat there, Mary. Do you know what I would love for us to do, because it's rotated before the day's out? Take one off the top. Because I would be the Egypt on the top.
And everyone's
digging deep. So I think we need to get one off the top at some point. But
0896.
That is it. And thanks to all of you who've bought tickets. One of you is going to win 1,000 euro. But you know what you have done? You have continued to raise a wonderful amount of money for Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation, and Huey's Corner. And it's quite as simple as this, Mary. That money goes into your account, and then it pays to fund the petrol, the insurance, the diesel, the tyres, the gearbox. Yeah. That keeps all the cogs oiled and moving. I mean, you need tons of money, right? But hopefully this will give you a wee bit of assistance.
And it is, you know, and it's also the counselling, Greg.
We have a counsellor. I forgot about that completely, Mary.
We had a fabulous pamper day there on Monday, and we had all these therapists. And it's absolutely to see all those cancer patients and their families come in. And it's normally the best therapy is when they get to talk to each other.
Yeah.
So we create that space and they get treated all day. And with the help of so many people, we are able to give so many free flights and look after people. So it's great. Sometimes the powers that be will recognise the work that we do and they'll actually give us some funding.
Okay, right. We tried to give you a ring, David, but you didn't answer. But that doesn't matter because your ticket number is 0896. And David Campbell from Churchill, you've just won £1,000. Round of applause, everybody. Woo! Well done. Okay, David, but you know what? Most importantly, you did, along with the rest of our wonderful Highland Radio family and Donegal and Northwest community, you've helped to raise money for our three charities, and that's big. But David, you've got 1,000 euro in your pockets just in time for the St. Patrick's Day weekend. Do you know what you could do, actually? You could bid on one of our auctions now, David.
At least half of it anyway, Greg.
Listen,
keep 500 for
we'll
yourself.
Not put pressure on it. You enjoy it, Dave. You enjoy it. Well done. David Campbell in Churchill, congratulations on winning that. Mary Cole, thank you so much for coming over. And for coming. Have you somewhere to go?
No.
I haven't thanked you yet. She's halfway out the door.
No.
Are we going to the pub?
Are we?
She's a natural, this Greg, now, in fairness.
Mary, thank you so
thank
very
you
much
so
indeed.
Much.
We'll put the ticket back
Sean,
in.
Sean,
well.
Thank you very much indeed. Ah, yeah, let's watch that, because Sean will, he's determined that one day. The first time we did this draw, Mary, I was like, and you could win 5,000 euro, whatever. And then Sean says, yes, but your ticket goes back in. You could win another 1,000. Every time you were coming in insisting that this was likely to happen.
One day.
And yet.
But the ticket goes back in.
It does. You can win 9 times. Greg reckons it'll never happen.
And it's at the top now, Greg.
Oh, no.
There's your challenge, David.
David.
See, Mary, I'd love if I was right.
You are clever, Mary. I would never have thought of that. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more brilliant live music. We've got John Doherty. He's huge at the moment, of course. He's super talented. I'm going to be chatting to John and hearing from him after we take a break. Mary, thank you. Sean, thanks. Thank Sean's staying with us, I think. Well, Lee Gooch is going to be joining me now as well, just after these. Good morning, John Doherty. How are you getting on? Great to have you with us. How are you keeping?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me in.
And just a fun fact for listeners, John's actually been here for a week. He came up last. He came up last Friday and hasn't left.
What
went on there?
You know what? I read the message wrong last week, and I just seen the word Friday, so I landed in here last Friday with my guitar.
You could have come on anyway. Hey, come here, John. I don't feel I have to mention it, Lars, anymore, because I think that as fantastic it is to have in your history, you're John Doherty now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, started out as John Doherty, now I'm back to John Doherty. But yeah.
Things are going really well for you, aren't you? You've got a great presence on social media as well, which is, I think, really important in this day and age.
Yeah, well, it could be better. I think that's,
you're doing
that's
all
right.
One thing. You're never off my FYP.
The socials are a funny one. I was going to say they're a love-hate relationship, but I think they're a hate relationship with a lot of musicians.
But we have to do it.
I need to do more. But if you are listening, go on to John Doherty Music at Instagram and I'll do some more.
You'll have to post something. All right, he needs a few more followers. Right, shall we hear The Tide? This is your own track. When did you write this?
I wrote this song probably the start of last year.
Yeah.
And it came out in November. So it's my most recent single.
Brilliant stuff. This is our own John Doherty from County Donegal, making big waves all over the place. We're delighted to have him in studio with us. And this is his track, The Tide.
Of all the miles I've left behind me, of all the miles I've left to go, of all the times that I've turned around when I thought I found home, how many times have I been guided down the wrong roads, stared at the sun and it left me blinded, left me on my own. But if you call on me, I won't be far behind. Like the moon and the ocean, but you come and go just like the tide. How many times was I the wise man? How many times was I the fool? And I don't need to be reminded for all the things I failed to do. So if you call on me, I won't be far behind, like the moon and the ocean, but you come and go just like a tide. So if you call on me, I won't be far behind, like the moon, but you come and go just like the tide. Yes, you come and go just like the tide. So if you call on me, I won't be far behind. Like the moon and the ocean, but you come and go just like the tide.
Oh, cracking stuff, John. Thank you. Chart no problem, but why is it not on an Apple, Netflix or Disney show yet as well? It would just fit in perfect for something that
look
there.
At if anybody's listening that it's looking to do a big massive movie and wants that song.
Yes. Nothing in, we don't want to do any crappy little independent movies. Massive.
Massive. Oh. Yeah, anything with cowboys and horses and
it sounds absolutely brilliant, John. Listen, you'll do one more for us, will you, before we move on? And we really do appreciate you calling in to see us twice.
No bother.
It's very kind. What?
No bother at all.
All right. What are we going to... Are you going to do the Tunnel of Sewell?
I am.
Is that the one? All right, brilliant. Yeah, looking forward to your take on this one.
Yeah.
John, any gigs coming up that people can catch you live in?
I'm actually going over to London on Sunday to play the Palladium with Nathan Carter. I've written some songs with him. And
brilliant.
Recently, and I'm going over to do a support slot on Sunday in the Palladium. So
what an amazing platform for you to get your stuff out there.
Amazing, yeah. And he's, been doing a lot of work with him recently and a few other people as well. But he's a great dude and just asked me if I come over and support. So,
buzzing. It's great to get you whilst you're still, we're still good enough for you to speak to John. Nah, you'll always keep us in the loop, won't you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, John, listen, this is John Doherty, who's off on his travels shortly to play the Palladium in London. What a fantastic gig. And we're blessed to have him here today. John Doherty with his take. And check him out on social media, by the way, as well, and live when you see him over the summer. This is John Doherty and the Town I Loved So Well.
In my memory, I'll always see the time that I have loved so well, where our school played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home and the rain running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, and the town I loved so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Craigan, them around the bar, while the men on the dole played a mother's role, fed the children and then trained the dogs. And when times got tough, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride for the time I loved so well. There was music there in that dairy air, like a language that we all could understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay, when I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life, and I found a wife, and the town I loved so well. But when I returned how my eyes have burned to see how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by the old gas-charred wall and the damn barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and their guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirit's been bruised, never broken. They will not forget, but their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For the sun is gone, almost won, it's won, almost lost, it's lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a bright, brand new day and the town I loved so well. And the town I loved so well.
Well done, John. And I defy anyone to find a better version of that song than that. John, thank you very much indeed. He's talented. He's handsome. He's young. And he's busy and performing and everything I hate in another man because it makes me... No, I'm only joking. Hey, Joe, well done. But and all, most of all, you're a lovely fella and we really appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
No bother. Thank you so much
all
for
right,
having me.
Take care, John. Thank you so very much indeed. Everything that John is not sits before me.
Yeah, you're surrounded among beauty.
I thought you were trying to leave there, to be honest.
Oh, come on. We're not that bad, are we?
Oh, you're so fantastic.
Come here, the crack's good, isn't it?
The crack is good, Lee.
There's a nice mix of music, entertainment, banter, chatting to Mary there about the I learned so much from listening to
Margaret's
Mary.
Margaret's here celebrating her 84th birthday.
Margaret's out there.
Happy
she's in purple. Is it
to
Margaret's?
You.
Happy birthday to Margaret.
Hey, Margaret was it is Margaret, isn't it? It's Margaret, isn't it?
It is Margaret.
Yeah. She, Margaret, the lady, I should never refer to a lady as she.
Yeah.
Margaret,
she's the cat.
When we were in Ballybuffet, won a 50 euro voucher for a butcher's.
Ooh.
Do you know what the problem with that is?
What? Yes. Vegetarian.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you take it?
Unless
then?
She's pulling my. Unless she's pulling
she
my.
She could buy fish.
Unless she's pulling your jobs.
Yeah. Some of them do. Yeah. Well, yeah. Know.
All right. We're gonna have more from Lee, more from Sean, more live music. Another 1,000 euro. Charles James and the. My mind's gone blank. Charles James and the Rise are going to be joining us. A husband and wife team. James and Catherine. Charles has turned up with an injury.
Oh.
Yes.
Eye patch, is it?
It is, and it's one of those injuries that a lot of people have had. It's when a kid's so delighted to see you and they scrape your cornea.
Oh.
So I think that an extra round of applause for that. But before that, lads, stay where you are because it's only blooming Mr. Daniel O'Donnell joining me after these. So when we were talking about having an open day and changing the programme format a little bit, you said, well, who should we speak to? Well, who's the first name on the list when something like that comes on? It's only our own Mr. Daniel O'Donnell, international superstar. But just one of us as well, Daniel. You've always been able to sort of be both. It's astonishing, really, and it's great to have you on. And you never forget us, so we appreciate that.
Oh, listen, good morning and happy birthday. It's hard to believe it's 35 years ago since we were there at the opening of Highland Radio, the launch of Highland Radio. And so much has happened. A wee bit of a cold, sorry. So much has happened since, you know, the first show on the station and all of the entertainment that you have given so many and all the presenters down through the years. I suppose I can go back, as I said, to the beginning. Indeed, before that, to NWCR. It was kind of the forerunner to Hayland and, you know, Mickey Bradley. And then, of course, we have so many of the great presenters are no longer with us, you know. Maxwell always comes to mind. My mother absolutely loved Brendan Maxwell's show. I remember he used to come in sometimes in the evening time, you know, at night when he would be on. And my mother would be on her own in the corner, roaring and laughing.
I love it.
Do you know?
Yeah.
It was just, I don't know if you all understand the importance of local radio. And I keep saying how important it is. And, you know, I've observed radio, especially in the UK, where they are syndicating. You know, radios are bought up by different companies. And then, you know, like Glasgow and Inverness and Aberdeen, it's just one show.
Yeah.
Local radio should always be local. And I think that's the success of Highland.
Yeah, it's an interesting point you make, Daniel, because, you know, when you go out on stage and there's thousands of people in front of you and, you know the songs that people react to and you can feed off on the audience, sometimes you are sitting in here in a room, kind of it feels a little bit like you're talking yourself, and you do sometimes lose the sense that there's anybody listening to you. You still do it and you love it, but, you know, you're on your own a lot of the time, which is crazy when you think about it.
Yeah, but do you know the beauty of radio? And, you know, I go back to Maxwell. I mean, then you had so many, like, you know, down through the years, they become almost part of your family, you know. And radio is something that somebody can have on their own, in their own house. You know, people living on their own, radio can be the voice, maybe the only voice that somebody hears. That's, and even in this day and age, that can be the case.
And we all got a taste of that during the lockdowns, really.
Absolutely.
You know, what it's like to be isolated. And I was talking a little bit earlier on about the relationship between the radio station, its listeners and businesses, and they all feed and work off each other. And it's same too with the music industry. You know, Highland Radio's identity comes from local artists like yourself, but, you know, the whole wealth of local artists we have, they provide fantastic music, then we're a platform for them, and then you've got the concerts and the single sales and all that type of stuff. It's really important, that relationship. And, I mean, you could never have a conversation like this without someone mentioning P.O. McCann. I'm sure you would have referenced him before we were finished, who understood that relationship better than anyone.
I don't think anybody, you know, like, for me, P.O. all the time was my connection. I mean, I know everybody was, like, I got on with all the presenters. But P.O., I suppose, was more than just the presenter to me, because P.O. was in my corner from the very beginning. I remember, you know, when we played in Sally O'Brien's in Oma, and P.O. was on the radio and he was pushing it, and he was just such a great, he had such enthusiasm for the music, and he knew the music. He was a musician first and foremost, and he just loved everybody. And it, you know, when you went on with P.O., you just thought you were the best that ever was on.
Oh, amazing.
Do you know, and he did that for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's a gift. You know,
but he chewed from the hip as well, too. As you know, I mean, if he thought a young up-and-coming artist needed a bit of direction, he wouldn't sugarcoat it. If it was constructive,
you see,
he would say it.
Yeah, he could give it, you see, because he knew how to give it.
Yeah.
He knew how to encourage, and he knew how to, you know, to give people advice. And Pio's advice was priceless. And, like, he would always then come. I mean, even the last concert that we were doing for, you know, when it was it 30 years?
We had a
concert, and then it didn't happen.
That's right, yeah.
And sadly, P.O. had passed away. P.O. would be the one that would come to me to see would I come or be able to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we always went back to the very beginning, you know.
Daniel, I don't know if you can see this picture here that I've just shot up.
I'll put it on the glasses.
It's a tiny little picture, I'm not going to lie to you. And it's a picture of you at the opening of Highland Radio. And in your arms, do you know who that is?
I don't.
It's Sinead Black.
Oh my God.
That is that's Sinead Black. She's sitting out here at reception. That's her in your arms at the opening of Highland Radio. And now she obviously is a presenter on Highland Radio and a really important part of the
team. And you know, that's I was saying to Sinead, you know, I heard her on a few times, you know, and you know, the younger people like David James, you had, you know, all down through the years, like Danny Sharkey was another person, and you know, Paddy Bradley, and you know, all of them, and of course the Country Boy. You know, if you like different types of music, you have all these people that bring different things, you know, that we all listen to. And I mean, the sport is so important too. You know, when
give Daniel a wave here just while she's... This is, Sinead's actually in studio with us.
I wouldn't lift you up now.
Well, be nice then. can I talk to you about the 5 o'clock shadow?
We'd still manage it, Daniel. We would still manage that photo. I have every faith in you.
But what about that 5 o'clock shadow? You should rock that again. It looks absolutely amazing, Daniel, in that picture.
Had a 5 o'clock shadow?
Well, it's maybe 7 o'clock. Are you on the radio today?
I'm not. I'm just mingling and answering.
Are you not doing an 80s show tonight or something?
No, I'm at Country to Country tonight. Hello, Daniel. We're like good wine. We age well.
Yes. Well, I know what age you are now. I was always curious.
You're not aged yet.
She looks about 25. I don't know what you do.
For God's sake.
I know. Fantastic.
Nice to hear from you. That's great.
Good to see you, Sinead. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah. Great stuff, Sinead. Thanks so much. She's looking fantastic, Sinead, and a great talent as well. And we've a conveyor belt of talent, and it's great to see. Daniel, I hope you're better. You can just tell on your throat that you've a little thing to get over.
Oh, it's just a cold.
Of course it is. I haven't written your obituary. I know you're good. It's a week old.
Anyway, listen, thanks very much for giving me the chance to come on. And thanks to everybody, you know, Sean Doherty, all the people that have brought Highland to us.
Well,
over
we stand
the years.
On those shoulders. Those of us that
Absolutely.
Remain, we stand on their shoulders. Being Sean,
you know,
or
we're so grateful for it, and long may it continue.
Take care of yourself, Daniel, and
thanks,
love to
Greg.
Magella and the rest of the family. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, more live music and more cash after these. Charles James and the Rise. That is James and his wife Catherine. Thank you so much for calling up to us. How are you keeping? Can you hear me? Yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. That's my fader issue again. How are you keeping? I noticed you are sporting an injury. I've no issue putting the sunglasses on if you wish. You look fantastic, but
appreciate it.
It's a parent's injury. We know all about this stuff, isn't it?
It was a parenting injury Got it last night, thanks to Maeve.
Listen.
Spent most of the night in A&E.
Oh, no. Well, it's a story for the wedding. Though you won't want to think about that. We don't want to think about children getting married. How are you getting on? You're flat out. You've got a really busy job. Takes you all over the world, of course, as well. But your big passion is music and family, of course, primarily. Are you home for a bit now, or what's the story?
I got home about a week and a half ago, so I have another 2.5 weeks to go.
Brilliant.
Just chilling out now, and obviously recovery, which wasn't in the initial plan. But
wasn't part of it, no. And a lack of sleep, I'd imagine. Right, okay. Are you gigging? Any gigs planned? It must be difficult, actually, with your work schedule, James.
It can be, but no, we have a bit of a busy period coming up. In May, we're doing Musical Memories. It's on this room down in Greencastle Mobile area.
Brilliant.
For dementia. And senior citizens, we're doing like a showcase for that. So we're going to be playing there in May. And then Darkness Into Light, we're going to be playing down in Port New to see the folks off
as
they go out for their walk. I think that's around the 10th of May. And then we're going to be playing a cottage in Letterkenny with Tyke Williams from Waterford. And hopefully Sandino's in Derry too in May, so May's going to be busy.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, well, you can check out the socials, of course, for dates closer to the time. Are you going to do the Elephants first, or it's up to you guys?
Do you have a preference?
No, they're both great. Whichever you have set up first, let's go for that.
Set up for Greatest Prize. So,
let's go for Greatest Prize. Lovely stuff. This is Charles James and the Rise, namely... the husband and wife team of James and Catherine. Hi, Catherine. Take it away, guys, whenever you're ready.
trying to buy forgiveness for the wrong you can't admit. Wonder why we're wrong when there's a ghost in every chair you sit. Facing up the demons every time you close your eyes. Sleep comes easy, but an easy sleep is the greatest prize. Then you fall down that hole once again. Searching for a sign, but I'm a man I can't be told. You might as well be sifting through a pile of Schaefer gold. I was born one cold green morning when the sun was slow to rise. Sleep comes easy, but an easy sleep is the greatest prize. Then you fall down that hole once again. Help me, please, I'm drowning in this sea of self-pity. Wrapped up nice and tight in self-indulgent neuroses. The troubled is the mind behind them lonely bloodshot eyes. Sleep comes easy, but an easy sleep is the greatest prize. Then you fall down that hole once again. Yes, you fall down that hole once again. Oh, you fall down that hole once again, once again, once again. Oh, you fall down that hole once again. Once again, once again. Sleep comes easy, but an easy sleep is the greatest prize. Your sleep comes easy, but an easy sleep is the greatest prize.
All right, brilliant stuff. Greatest prize. What a sound from Charles James and the Rise. The music's been fantastic all morning, but it's levels. It's astonishing stuff altogether. Right, okay, we are heading towards our next draw for €1,000, and we're going to be catching up with the people behind the amazing charity Huey's Corner. And we really appreciate Charles James and the Rise, namely James and Catherine, for coming in and making this day so special and helping to drive money towards our three fantastic charities. Especially when it would be very easy, James, for you to have called in sick with everything you've been through. But we're so, so pleased that you didn't.
No. We aren't going to miss it now.
All right, okay.
Once we got the all clear from the doctor, we were, Catherine's brother, my brother-in-law, gave us the thumbs up to go for it.
Brilliant.
So.
Okay, great. Keep it in the family. Why not?
Exactly.
Are any of you not talented? I don't know what's going on. All right. It must be my DNA that's wrong. All right. This last track from Charles James and the Rise needs very little introduction to Highland Radio listeners or listeners around the country either. It's The Elephants. And whenever you're ready, guys, take it away. And thank you so, so much again.
Thanks again for having us now.
I've been living like a wanted dime, broken heart and battle cry. disregard the alibi, afraid and go to sleep in case I dream. Never thought I'd get so low, let me off the merry-go-round, drown and drown me ever slow, gasp for breath as another day begins. Black dogs barking louder now, the elephant's got my chest pinned down, paralyzed by nothing at all, arise, convinced that I'm bound for this life, these dreams. So much harder than it seems. We've all got our cross to bear, hidden hurt and deep despair, treading water, gasp for air, but it's life's sweet imperfections give me hope. Black dogs barking louder now, the elephant's got my chest pinned down, paralyzed by nothing at all, arise, convinced that I'm bound to fall in this life, these dreams. So much harder than it seems. Black dogs barking louder now, the elephant's got my chest pinned down, paralyzed by nothing at all, arise, convinced that I'm bound to fall in this life, these dreams. So much harder than it seems. Black dogs barking louder now, the elephant's got my chest pinned down, paralyzed by nothing at all, arise, convinced that I'm bound to fall in this life, these dreams. So much harder than it seems.
All right, round of applause, guys. That's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. We really, really, really do appreciate that. A wonderful sound there from James and Catherine, collectively Charles James and The Rise. And that song of theirs, The Elephants, does not age. It's locked in there. You know some songs, Lee, that they come and go like a week or two and then they pass. That one's ever present.
Yeah, and do you know, you say you always listen to lyrics. I would never listen to lyrics. And then you says, oh, this is a really good song. And then you took off your headphones. You didn't hear the conversation. You says, oh, this is a really good song.
Yeah.
And then you made me listen to the lyrics. Great lyrics.
Really touching. Thank you so very much indeed. All right, we are going to give away €1,000 very shortly. And the reason we're all here, the reason we're doing what we're doing, obviously, look, it's to mark Highland Radio's 35th birthday, but it's also to fundraise and celebrate as well amazing charities. And one of our three is Huey's Corner. Leanne Callahan is in with me. Leanne, how are you keeping? Thank you so much for being a part of all of this with us. It's been a wonderful journey the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Thank you for having us, Greg. As I say, it's been a privilege to be part of the three charities of the year for Highland Radio. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and we've learned about the work of Huey's Corner. And, you know, Sean has been quick to point this out. And it is important element of this is to give it, obviously to fundraise, but also to give charities like yours a platform.
Yeah. It's good to get it out there and let people see that the service is there and, you know, it is there for people to use.
And just briefly remind us what you do again.
We offer children's counselling services to children from age 5 to 17. So that's carried out in Carndona in the Pastoral Centre. And we have one counsellor working there Under the Pastoral Centre.
Yeah, and it's a specific service for that age group that was sort of lacking previously. And it's a case of, you know, supporting young people when they need that support and giving them the best opportunity to move forward with their lives as best as is possible and reach the maximums.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant stuff. Lee?
Thank you.
That's me.
It's time to give away €1,000 euro. What do you think?
I think it's good. Can I get up here?
Well, are you going to do the draw?
Oh, go, well.
Well, we've got two glamorous ladies here. And
well, I'll spin it, right?
You can spin it, Lee.
Right, carefully.
Pick the one that's stuck underneath the
Kathleen's here watching as well. Hi, Kathleen.
Hello, Greg.
How are you keeping?
Not too bad.
Why are you only just watching? Go on, Lee, I'm filling.
Geez. I just hear support.
But you're not like speaking on the radio.
We wouldn't want to take the limelight off, Lee.
Right.
€1,000
1 second. Wait. Look at the camera. Sorry, this is all exciting. Sorry, I was fascinated with Kathleen for a moment. Okay, Leah Callahan, founder of Huey's Corner, get your hand in and pull us out our next €1,000 winner. 5377 5377 is the number. 5377. You have just you can take your seat against there, Leanne. You've just won to leave it out with me just until we get the name is. You have just won €1,000. And that's only number 2 of 9. That's only number 2 of 9. So 5377. You don't have to well, we want you to answer your phone, but you don't have to. You've won it. Alright, there you go. 5377. Actually, kind of interestingly, if you look at the balloons behind me, 35.
Yes.
You reverse, or look, you can see it like 5-3.
You
too.
Reverse those numbers.
Yeah, 5-3.
And then 77. Doesn't mean anything.
You could be the next James Bond.
All right. Okay, by the way, before I wrap up and hand over to Donal, Hannah McFadden is going to be joining us to sing live as well. She's come all the way from Gwydor and she's a singer-songwriter and we're really looking forward to having a quick chat with Hannah. We'll be running a little over 12 and into John Show, but you know what? He might punish JV James and do the same thing as well. Right, we're going to try and get the name of the winning ticket, 5377. That's all working along in the background. And Leanne, genuinely, I'm so pleased that your charge is involved in this, especially, and we won't go through it now, but learning learning why this charity was established, learning why the name is so important, and immortalising a very special person in this whole process. So I've loved mentioning his name as part of the charity and also the generosity of people as well. So it's nice. And hopefully there's something extra in there for you as well, Leanne.
We're delighted, Greg, thank you.
Right, our winner is George? No? Well, then stop writing number 2 at the top of the paper because
Don't get huffy-puffy pants
come in
now
here,
this time. You don't
good.
No, come here, you don't so good all morning.
Now.
Hold it together. Don't lose the rag.
But you want to hear she's giving out to me. Can you
it's
hear
rightly
that?
Show. Just suck it up and get on with it.
I'm in so much
That's
trouble.
That's the kind of boy we have to work with.
Leanne, I'm in so much trouble.
See that there now? You get a slap and he goes out there.
I can be a bit of a diva.
Oh, really?
you can feel it in the air, yeah?
He didn't answer his phone, but he's got €1,000. It is George Black from Remelton. Well done, George. Thank you, George, for supporting our three charities, including Huey's Corner.
That goes back in, doesn't it?
Yes, you can throw that back in. George, just on the off chance you could win again, your ticket is going back in. So two down, 7 to go. You can still buy tickets. We've got €7,000 up for grabs. You can support Huey's Corner, Donegal Cancer Flights and Services and the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation. You can buy your tickets online now, highlandradio.com. Or you can give us a call on 07491 25000. You're still supporting three great charities and you still could win 7k. Not bad.
Wow, amazing stuff. It's going to, the party continues at 8 o'clock tonight. The doors are open and there's tray bakes. We didn't know what tray bakes are.
I still am
know.
Not convinced.
You're going to find
so
out.
So tray
now.
Bakes is buns on trays.
Well, I'm going to go nonsense. Out there 2 minutes before you get
it
out there.
It really is, yep.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you
Kathleen, is it? Is that what it is?
It's baked. Entries, like, you know,
your right. So, and you sliced up by a pizza cutter.
Yeah, and your lawn days.
But am I naive in saying, well, that could mean a jambon or a pig in
a
blanket?
Jambon's not a tray bake. It's a dessert. It's like a sweet versus a savoury.
All right, Kathleen, I'm glad you didn't speak now because...
Do you want to get him or I rugby tackle him one of the two?
All right, Leanne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And
thanks so
many. Thank you, people. Please continue to be really, really generous and support Leanne and all of the crew. It takes a lot of people to get this stuff together. And I just want to mention one thing that's critical to a charity like Huey's Corner. It's fundraising. Because the public facing part of this is the support for the 5 to 17 year olds, and the stuff that doesn't form part of that is the fundraising to make that happen. Yeah. So you're doing amazing stuff out there, listeners, in supporting Huey's Corner and maybe giving a little bit of space in that fundraising drive. Leanne Callahan, thank you so much. Love to you, your family, and all involved. And Kathleen, thanks for calling in as well. It's been lovely having you in, all jokes aside. Right, okay, it's 12:02. John Bresnan is on the way. Not before I say good morning to Hannah McFadden. Hi, Hannah, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Greg?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you keeping?
Great, great, great. Right. A big celebration today here in Ireland.
I know, it's great to have you part of it. And you're coming to us as a singer-songwriter from Gwydor. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be hearing in a wee while a single that you're going to be releasing shortly. Is this your first single?
My first.
How exciting is that?
It's utterly amazing. It's amazing just to be able to put my own music out there and show the world what I can do and what my music's all about.
But all roads have been leading this way, Hannah, mm-hmm. because, you know, you've won a lot of competitions, you've played in front of an awful lot of important and influential people. So really, this is all, isn't it, filtering into this the release of this new track?
Yeah, it's such a great, great opportunity that I've had so far, well, like for my whole life, and especially now with my producer, Philip McGee, who's renowned for like big, massive producing loads and loads of different types of artists. And me being able to work with him was just such a privilege.
And
it was a great experience.
And I think in the music industry, momentum is really important, and you have that momentum behind you, which is exciting. It's your second time on with us, obviously, because we had you on last year. How did the show go after that?
Great, great. Good crowd came, a great crack, great music. The program's actually coming out early summer in June.
Has it not been broadcast yet?
Not yet.
Swear. Wow.
Yeah, not yet.
God, there's a big leading time to these things, isn't there?
The anticipation is crawling up.
I know, I'm so excited. Right, okay. Sorry for holding you. You've been so kind, right? But we're going to hear your new track now, and it's going to play us out on the show. So I'll thank you in advance. Thanks so much, Hannah McFadden. Are you performing anywhere or anything upcoming other than the single release that people can keep an eye on, or your social media or anything like that,
Hannah? I'm keep writing my songs at the minute, trying to get them perfected.
Well, you've an EP in the works as well.
Some on the works, but not yet. That's in a couple of months,
couple
of
years' time. How many tracks do you need for an EP? What can you get away with?
Like 5 or something.
That no bother to you. A wee album. All right, but that's still in the works. But it's locked in for the single, and the EP is hopefully in the not too distant future. All right, talk to us a little bit about your song, Broken Away, we're going to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, Broken Away. So I wrote this song last summer, but it was not even a song at the time. It was just a pieces of words coming together. And then I actually, when I went to Philip, we kind of worked on it. And
can I just say that's Philip McGee from Codeline, by the way? I'll just get that name you've dropped. One moment. Codeline, yep. Oh, there
script.
It is.
Yeah. But it's about being in a toxic relationship without knowing you're in a toxic relationship and thinking it is the broken way when it is broken.
Wow, okay.
Thinking it is the right way, but it's not. It's the wrong way. But you thinking it's the right way, and how you try to change yourself so much for the person and thinking it is this is the right way when it actually isn't, and it's very unhealthy.
Clever.
So
okay, really, and actually quite important, important topic we talk a lot on the show about. All right, Hannah, thank you so very much
for
calling up, and the best of success with everything. I hope we can talk to you maybe again when we've a bit more time ahead of the show and the single and all that kind of stuff. But for now, playing us out on the 9 till noon show. We're back with you on Tuesday morning at 9. Stay tuned, though. John Bresnan is coming up with more of the same. But for now, goodbye. And here's Hannah McFadden, singer-songwriter from Gwydor, and her soon-to-be-released debut single, Broken Way.
Red wine stain on the kitchen floor. Melody's breaking when I'm asking for more. Creating pictures when I'm feeling alone. Am I the reason why you're not even home? But when I look for what I can see, making stories up of what we wanted to be. Waking up caught in the middle of a lie.
when I'm breaking from the inside. But you chose to walk away, leaving shadows of yesterday. Can't find the words to say. We love the broken way, broken way, broken way. Twilight tears running down all night. They say darkness comes before the light. Maybe after I'll feel alright, instead of running away from the fight. But I don't know myself anymore. My only love has broken down the door, picking up pieces of my heart, where I don't know where to even start. But you chose to walk away, leaving shadows of yesterday. Can't find the words to say. We love the broken way, broken way, broken way. I want the love with no heat, to feel the skin with no teeth, to be what we wanted to be. I cried too many tears, learned to love my fears. Now you're not even here. But you chose to walk away, leaving shadows of yesterday. Can't find the words to say. We love the broken way, broken way, broken way. But you chose to walk away, leaving shadows of yesterday. Can't find the words to say. We love the broken way.